Morris, you're welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, Amber.
Delighted to have you here. Take me back to the beginning, I suppose, and tell us a little bit about the business.
So we started Wayward Irish Spirits in 2017. We're based in Fossa, just outside Killarney. The inspiration behind it, we're a family farm. We've been growing barley on the farm since, well, forever. But we used to waste it on animal feed. And I thought there was something better that we could do with it. So we started growing malting barley back in 2018. And that went to make our Lakeview single estate whiskey, which is from my own barley and matured on the estate. So it's provenance in a glass.
Fabulous. It sounds lovely. How has business been going since you first launched?
Crazy. We launched our first whiskey. So we make the Liberator range of Irish whiskies, which have become known as the port cask finished whiskies. So we've got quite a good name for that now. We launched the first of those on 29th of February 2020. And you know what happened 15 days later. So, yes, it's been crazy. It's been, haven't known from one day to the next what's going to be happening. It's very difficult to plan, to know what to plan for. And especially this last 9 months or so with tariffs and everything else, the world has become a very strange place. But I believe if you're offering something different, if you're offering something differentiated and of quality, people will buy it.
They certainly will. That's very, very true. You mentioned tariffs. Is it having a significant impact on your business or even a noticeable impact on your business?
Yes, but not in the way we expected. So the US is probably about 15% of my business. So there's been a small impact on that. And it's not affecting the sales we have in the US because everything is selling quite well over there. But it just makes it very difficult for them to reorder. So it's not having a big effect that way, but for everyone else in the business, the US is a huge part of the Irish whiskey market. And if they're not able to sell over there, they're dumping their whiskey in all my other markets, which is putting a lot of price pressure on some of my export markets. But as I say, if you're doing something different, hopefully you've got some ability to weather that.
Absolutely, because that is difficult as well. And I suppose there's so much uncertainty at the moment on what's going to come next as well. And it's hard being a business person on top of that as well. I know it's an exciting time in the business at the moment for yourselves, Morris, because you're doing a very exciting launch in terms of whiskey and in terms of Kerry as well. So tell us about what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, well, we've been making Liberator Irish whiskey and we've got a really good name for that in Kerry and elsewhere. But what we've noticed is that although we're based in Fossa, a lot of people don't know we're there. So we sort of needed to confront that and let people know that we're a Kerry brand. Mm-hmm. And we're very proud of our Kerry roots. My family have been in Kerry since about 1100, if not before. Yeah. And as John B. Keane said, being a Kerryman is the greatest gift that God can bestow on a man. And yeah. it's sort of our responsibility to share that with people. And so we've brought out a new whiskey called Kerry Way Whiskey. It's an entry-level brand, but it actually shares the same port cask finish, that DNA, as our other whiskies. Okay. So it's an entry-level blend, but hopefully people will trade up to our Liberator whiskies. But for us, we want to make a whiskey from the county for the county. And the logical thing was, if you're calling it Kerry, how well is it going to sell outside Kerry? I'm not sure it's going to be a great sale outside Kerry. Okay. So we decided to double down on being Kerry and make it exclusive for Kerry. That wasn't just a gimmick. That was born of the logistics of distributing a whiskey. So we've got a very limited distribution area, which keeps distribution costs down and keeps distribution mileage down because we're very focused on sustainability. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is that there are two formats that we offer the whiskey in. There's a bottle that you'd buy, you can see the bottle here, that you'd find in the off licenses around the county. But we're also putting it into bars and hotels, and they're getting a bottle for life. And we're doing refills in these recyclable pouches. So they're the same size as a bottle. There's 700 ml of whiskey in there. So when the bottle empties in the bar, they refill it from a pouch. The pouch comes back to us for recycling. and helping everyone's sustainability. It's no cheaper to produce these pouches. They're made out of bioplastic, partly out of bioplastic, I should say. So that's plant-based plastic, and they're recyclable. So that should help us all with our sustainability plans. As you know, Kerry is really big into into sustainability. I think we sort of ranked very highly on the global destination sustainability rankings recently. And it's only going to become more important. Just it's shocking how much of our packaging goes to waste. And we're hoping to make a dent in that with these recyclable pouches. We're also bringing out miniature versions of these pouches to get our whiskies tasted in 5-star hotels and some of the golf courses as well. So again, they're recyclable pouches. They're easy to carry around rather than a glass bottle, which just goes straight to landfill.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic. And I'm looking at one in front of me here as well. And they're a really great idea. Obviously, it sounds like from talking to you, Maurice, that sustainability is a big focus and important aspect of the business as well. So is that kind of where the idea came from, that you just looked at what she could do and what changes maybe that she could make? And this pouch was kind of one of the solutions?
I came across the pouch and it seemed like a really good idea to make that part of the launch. Sustainability is very important to us. My family's been on that land in Fossa for about 900 years, and you don't want to be the one who's messing it up after all that time. So it is hugely important to us. So we're just custodians for it for this generation, and hopefully leave it in a better state than when we arrived.
Absolutely. And tell me, what kind of reaction are you getting from the hotels and things then? And I know Killarney obviously has a big focus, as does a lot of Kerry as well, on sustainability. So I can imagine it's probably positive, is it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we only launched it. I've been going out spreading the word. We didn't have bottles or a label to show until Tuesday last week. So it's all very brand new. Reaction's been really good. The reviews that we've had so far have been really excellent.
Brilliant. It sounds great. And it's a great idea. It's really, really good. Going back to, I suppose, the Kerry Way and that whiskey, that new one that you're launching at the moment, you mentioned obviously that you're going to be, you know, keeping it in Kerry and that's where it's going to be distributed. So it's kind of, obviously, you mentioned the reasons and the logistical and all that as well, but it's kind of in terms of people maybe coming to the county and visiting the county, it's kind of a unique aspect for them as well, that they can only get their hands on that when in Kerry, which is nice.
Absolutely. And when you go to a new place, you want to try something that's local. You want to try something you can't get everywhere else. And there are lots of great whiskies out there, but you can get that in Boise and other places, but you can't get the Kerry whiskey outside Kerry. Mm-hmm. And when we decided to make a Kerry whiskey, it wasn't just a random idea. There's not many places other than Kerry that could support, and we'll see whether Kerry will support it, but there's not many places like other than Kerry that can support that, because we have, I think, 1 million visitors to Kerry a year. 48% of domestic tourism is in Kerry. People love Kerry. Yeah. So we want to give them a bit of it.
Fabulous. And we're very lucky because we've so much to offer here. And it's another aspect to that as well, which is great. It sounds like that it's a real passion project and you're really enjoying, I suppose, kind of bringing it to fruition. Obviously, there's a lot of work behind the scenes as well, but it does sound like it's something that you've really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's a difficult question to ask, Amber. Most days, I absolutely love it. It's such a nice industry to be in, because you're giving people a little bit of joy. I was really struck the other day. I was in Germany. Germany's a good market for us. And this man came up to me and bought a bottle of my Liberator whiskey, because he'd been standing outside in the queue to come into this whiskey fair and had met a whiskey club who hadn't tried my whiskey. And he bought them a bottle for them to try it because he loved it. In what other industry does that happen?
And it's great to get that customer feedback as well, isn't it? And to see all the hard work and the sweat and the tears that goes in behind the scenes, that it actually is worth it.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And in terms of, I suppose, you know, we all know it's difficult at the moment to be in business. I suppose there's so many different things between costs and overheads and everything like that. How are you feeling about the future, I suppose, as you look to the future now and the future of the business? Obviously, it seems like you've a lot going on, that it's quite an exciting time, but yeah. I suppose it is a difficult time at the same time.
Well, we're a small business and we're expanding. Every year is getting better, but we're at that stage in our life where we're growing, we're taking on new export markets. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of hope going there. But Kerry is really important to us. We really want to be known and loved in the county, which is partly why we brought up Kerry whiskey. It's really important that, to us that people are able to try the whiskey. So it's actually going into the bars at a really competitive price. If people have a choice of saying buying a multinational whiskey and they can buy a local whiskey at the same price, well, hopefully they'll make the right choice.
Absolutely, hopefully so, and a taste of Kerry, which is nice as well.
Exactly,
can't beat it. It's been lovely to talk to you, Maurice, and continued success and the best of luck with the new launch.
Thank you very much, Amber, and thank you for having me on.